This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 29th. God's word to you today is Next Steps. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 2, verse 4, from the God's Word translation, and it says, "Don't you realize that it is God's kindness that is trying to lead you to Him and change the way you think and act?" Ephesians 2, verses 12 to 13, from the New International Version says, "Remember at that time, you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." God's blessings upon your life are not something to be unsure about. As a child of God, God's favor is for you. It is not something that you're just wishing would happen. You are blessed. Blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. The power of God is upon you. You're not just guessing, it is your reality. However, you cannot be foolish either. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, "But whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out his special favor on me, and not without results. For I have worked harder than any of the other apostles, yet it was not I, but God, who was working through me by his grace." 1 Corinthians 14, verse 18 says, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than any of you. As anointed as he was, as gifted as he was, Paul still paid the price." So why do we have a generation that thinks that because they are anointed, they do not have to work? Or a generation that believes that because they are working, then there is no need for God? That is not how God works. God has given us the privilege to have everything in focus. John 16, verse 33, from the God's Word translation and the Common English Version, says, "In the world, you'll have trouble, but cheer up, I have defeated the world." You need to commit to not being defined by defeat or the feeling of defeat. Instead, commit to choosing to let defeat or the feelings of defeat to transform you. Commit not to talk yourself down or crush yourself, no matter how little. I challenge you to commit not to hide because of your challenges. Instead, commit to basking in God's love. Commit to reading three scriptures about God's love every night before you sleep and meditate on them until you fall asleep. Commit to only listen to God's word and the people that will edify and build you up. Commit to looking to God alone for approval and not to any man. Commit to getting your affirmation from God and not hinge it on any man. Commit to letting God empty you and fill you with himself. You could choose to make all these commitments or just some. Write it out and put it in a place you will see it and confess it aloud daily. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, I break this false identity of defeat that is trying to attach itself to me. And I declare that in Christ, I will triumph over defeat. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.